This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, my! Yes, indeed. It is a Magic City Monday here on The Odd Couple. Rob Parker along with Ryan Hollins, the former NBA vet, in for Chris Broussard. And, man, do we have a great show for you today. So much to talk about, NBA, boxing, all of that. In the first hour, we're going to talk to Ketino Mobley, the former NBA veteran guard. We'll do that. Second hour, Showtime Sean Porter, who will talk about that fraudulent fight that you got stuck up for. I don't know why anybody would have paid money to see that. And Kelvin Washington, of course, host of Spectrum News 1 in Los Angeles, and of course, does so much sports stuff as well, and some Fox Sports Radio for us. So we got all that and more. But first, let me welcome in my partner filling in for Chris, who will be back tomorrow after his extended anniversary. And hopefully they didn't get divorced during the anniversary weekend. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. You know, sometimes when you spend a lot of time, you know how it is, Ryan. Okay. Anyway, Ryan Hollins, what's up, bro?
Hey, Rob. I want to tell you something, Rob. You there, Rob?
I'm listening. Yes, I'm here.
You've been a mentor to me a friend. I can call you and you answer. You know, you've given me amazing career advice. I wouldn't be the man I am without you. And that's probably one of the last nice things I'm going to say to you during the show. So I want to get out the way, Rob.
All right, get out the way, Rob.
So you like greasing the floor, and now I'm going to get ready to come down and have me slip and bust my head open.
Yeah, kind of like that, man.
But I got to give you a little credit because I ain't giving everybody credit, and we're going to get into it. But look, first, when it comes to the Clippers, because I think people who underestimate what we just saw, I think they're making a big mistake. This is not just, oh, you know, well, they were down and they barely got out of the first round or whatever. This is franchise altering. That's how big I think this is going to wind up being. But we'll get into that and much more. First, let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew. Ryan, we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without him. Rob G, of course, is our able-bodied producer. Alex is our engineer.
Alex!
And, of course, David Gascon's at the anchor desk. He'll keep us updated throughout the program. And, yes, we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live!
We will do it live, Bill. But first, Ryan, for real, everybody trashed the Clippers after they fell behind. 0-2, they lost their first two games. Same old Clippers. They don't have any heart. Kawhi is a bust. Paul George is a bust. Tyronn Lue know what he's doing, X, Y, and Z, you know, what a joke, tried to discredit what the career that Kawhi has had and what he's been able to do, two championships, two finals MVPs. I heard it all. And all they did, and against Luka, everybody was ranting and raving, Ryan, he's Larry Bird. He's the next Larry Bird. Look at what he's doing. The freaking Mavericks shot 51% from three-point land in the first three games and buried the Clippers. But boy, did they turn the tide. Down 30-11 in game three, they stormed back. They not only win all three games on the road in Dallas, they win game seven, and they do it in a big third quarter, finish them off in the fourth quarter, and they get the win, and they move on. And Ryan, you know, I don't think people always will figure it out. And I got to say this. For all you guys, former players, analysts, Laker fans who were hoping against hope, wishing against wish, you know, like, oh, they wanted so bad since the Lakers went out in the first round, they wanted the Clippers to choke it down so that they could have their enjoy the moment. Because that would take away from them crying in their beers about the Lakers. But for all of you who have jumped off the Clippers and trash Kawhi and Paul George, I got a message for you. It was clearly a case of premature evacuation. Whoa! Off the Clippers bandwagon.
Robert!
You jumped off way too soon. You didn't give these guys any respect. And Ryan, before the playoffs started, I picked them to go to the NBA Finals against the Nets. I'm sticking with it, and I'm telling you, that turnaround in Game 3, when you look back and when they get to the Finals, you'll remember when this franchise you played for, Ryan, finally turned the corner, and Kawhi will be a reason why.
Rob, first off, I'm glad that you gave me my credit because I had the Lakers going to the finals. I'm not changing that. But when the Lakers lost and the Clippers were down 3-2 in an elimination game,
right?
I said that the Clippers were the favorites in the Western Conference. And I said that when they were down. Now, ultimately, why would I say something like that? It seems like a pretty bad time to say that. For one, Luka Doncic is a matchup nightmare, and Dallas matches up extremely well with the Clippers. And we saw that Luka just needs help, and Luka's still all that in a bag of chips, Rob. He's doing it on his own, okay? He's doing it on his own, and guess what? Larry Bird ain't done what Luka's done. We'll have that discussion another day.
No, that's another one because we're going to get into that.
Whatever. All right, we'll get to it.
But all I know is Luka couldn't win one home game. He was up 2-0 after winning the first two games on the road and choked down the series, losing 4 out of 5. So you could pile up all the numbers and how many percentage of the assists and baskets he was involved in. The bottom line is he lost. And
so he couldn't do it. The only knock is he couldn't do it on his own. That's how you poo poo him.
Is that what he did when they won the first two games? Was it on his own, or was Tim Hardaway Jr. averaging 24.5?
The team shot well from three, but he did everything on his own. Who got him the basketball? Well, listen, there are two players in the game today, literally two, that can do everything. That can control, that can manage a game is Luka Doncic and LeBron James. Both of them have gone home, unfortunately. They didn't have help, okay? But there's only two players who can do everything for you, Luka and LeBron, and they've gone home. Don't judge them. But in terms of the Clippers, Rob, the Clippers match up well with everybody else other than Dallas.
Yep. I'm with you.
When you look at Utah, Utah's a traditional team. What do I mean? They actually play a center. They play a center who sets screens and rolls to the basket and blocks shots and doesn't guard the pick and roll well. You look at the Nuggets, same thing. Got a center. You look at the Phoenix Suns, DeAndre Ayton's a little more nimble, doesn't have the experience. But nonetheless, you're going to see the versatility in positionless basketball. And quiet is kept. You alluded to it, Rob, earlier. Kawhi Leonard may not have had the playoffs so far of Luka Doncic, but I would say he's in probably the third or fourth best performances. And, Rob, if I want to list so far the performances we've seen, playoff performers, hey, let me know if you disagree. I say Luka's up there. I felt like Luka had been the most impressive, even though he lost. I'm sure you're going to have something to say about that later on. I have Damian Lillard with his performance, even though he lost. And I have Kevin Durant and Kawhi Leonard. And I think that he's playing just as good as anyone. Just the way that he plays, he's not an assist guy, so he can't take over like Luka Doncic. But Kawhi Leonard has been special, and we saw it in that Game 7, Rob.
No doubt, and Kawhi became only the second player since Shaquille O'Neal in the 2000 NBA Finals to average 30 points a game on 60% shooting from the field in a playoff series. Ryan,
that's crazy.
It's four guys who have done it history-wise, a total of four. And it's Shaq, Kareem, who's the third guy, Rob G? I keep forgetting the third guy. And Kawhi. And the other two guys are centers. You know that. You're a big guy. You're supposed to shoot 60% from the field when most of your baskets are at the basket or dunks. He's shooting from the perimeter. And he shot 60% from the field in this series, which was incredible.
No, Kawhi's on another level right now. And like I said, Luka is one of the rare guys who can control a game, but Kawhi just does it in a different way. He's not the vocal leader. He's not outspoken, but ultimately he's going to get busy on the defensive end of the floor. I thought that he finally slid over and guarded Luka as a primary defender. Ty Lue saved that for Game 7, which he was excellent in. But just the way that he scored the basketball, man, and when you talk about the faith in the Clippers, people also don't understand, Rob, Paul George didn't have a training camp. Paul George had surgery on both shoulders. The one mistake that Paul George had is he stepped into playoffs and called himself Playoff P.
Right.
When you're a little underhanded, you don't draw attention to yourself.
You don't need to do that, right.
Right? The other guy who poo-pooed, messed up, Dennis Schroeder demanded to start and said, turned down his extension and said, you're going to offer me a whole lot more money, and I hope he gets the money. But he drew attention to himself. So go ahead, Rob.
No, there's no doubt about it. And I just want to throw out, it was Bernard King. So those are four players. Bernard King was unbelievable, Ryan, before he got hurt and hurt his knee. Played for the Knicks mostly, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Shaq, and now Kawhi Leonard. And I'm telling you, people keep living on the hapless Clippers, and they're no good. They were the number one three-point shooting team. They have guys who can defend in the perimeter, long guys, Paul George, Kawhi. I like their team a lot. I give them credit. And sometimes, Ryan, you know this. You played for 10 years. There comes a point in the season you have to get over. Do you know what I mean? Like you push through. And they were pushed to the brink. Nothing they face from here on out can be as daunting as what they just faced.
Well,
nothing.
Rob, hold on, Rob. And I'm glad you gave me credit, and I want everybody to know, so I'm going to rub it in your face a bit. I was talking with you and Rodney Pete, and I told you that the Clippers had them right where they wanted them. And you guys annihilated me.
But I had picked the Clippers from jump.
You did pick them from jump, but you guys didn't want to hear that. They were down 3-2, and I said they found a defense for Luka Doncic. They found you found a lineup. That's what's impressive about Luka. It's not one man. It's not a certain defense. They found a lineup that had size with Terrence Mann playing point guard, who was absolutely excellent in Game 7. The young pup is coming on, and shout out to Ty Lue for benching Patrick Beverley and playing Terrence Mann. A lot of coaches wouldn't have the gumption to do that.
No, you're right. Right on the money, and a lot of coaches, and I've seen it in baseball managers. You know, they always say, "I gotta dance with the woman I brought to the, you know what I mean, who I brought to the party or whatever." No, if she's got two left feet you got to move on. And a lot of guys are afraid because if it doesn't work out, you know they'll get criticized. But Ty Lue is different from a year ago. And it doesn't mean that Doc is a great coach. He won a championship. But it was time to move on. And I think I'm just curious. People still don't want to, you know, I see on social media, Ryan, and all the other stuff. Oh, I'm going to give them credit till they win the championship. I don't want to hear no. Yeah, you can't be like that. If you just watch what you saw, a team that overcame a guy who put on some show in Luka, a team that shot 51% from three in the first three games, you overcome that, storm back. You win three road games in the playoffs, and you send Luka home for this. He's Larry Bird going home for the second time at the hands of the Clippers.
And let me throw this out to you too. So some may say, you know, why would you have Ty Lue stay and Doc Rivers go? What you just brought up is the difference. And I played for both coaches, under both coaches. Ty Lue in that Game 7 played Luke Kennard heavy minutes, and there were some DMPs there. Terrence Mann was a fourth-quarter guy. Right. If that hadn't been Doc Rivers, Doc in a Game 7 goes 7, possibly 8 deep. He ain't playing Luke Kennard, and Luke Kennard was excellent. I was questioning Luke Kennard on it, and Luke Kennard was absolutely excellent. But that's the difference with Ty Lue, because he ran our defense. And defensively, he kept trying different things on Luka.
And he finally clicked.
Right? He trapped him. They hard showed on him. You know, they tried to play iso ball one-on-one and see if he you know, you could tire him out. Then ultimately, they tired him out. But he found a lineup that worked, Rob. So you do have to credit Ty Lue. And it's sad to me, this is a talk for another day, when you win a championship with LeBron James, i.e. Frank Vogel, Ty Lue,
right.
those guys don't get credit.
Zero. Nothing. Absolutely. All right. We want to hear from you, 877-99 on Fox. Are Kawhi and the Clippers now the team to beat in the Western Conference? Or you still don't believe? Are you a phony coney? Or are you buying into it? 877-996-6369. We'll continue that conversation with you next. It is the Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday. Ryan Hollins in for Chris Broussard. Rob Parker here. You there. Right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
Or you might premature evacuate.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it, you listen to it, I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right. Game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's a Magic City Monday on the Odd Couple. Rob Parker and Ryan Hollins in for Chris Broussard. Chris will be back tomorrow, and we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover is accepted at 99% of the places in the U.S. that take credit cards. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply. Our telephone number, 877-99 on Fox. Have you joined, got back on the bandwagon, the Clippers? Are they the best team in the Western Conference? Are they the favorites to get to the championship? Now that they made an unbelievable comeback, only the fifth team in NBA history to lose their first two games at home in a seven-game series and come back to win. We want to hear from you.
Rob, let's go over to Andre in Massachusetts. Andre, you're on Fox Sports Radio. What you got, brother?
What's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call. No way, no how are the Los Angeles Clippers, the favorites in the Western Conference after that seven-game knockdown drag out against the Dallas Mavericks. Absolutely out of the question. This is a team that from game to game, you have no idea what you're going to get. And the fact of the matter is they're going in to play against Utah. Utah has to be the favorite, even with Mike Conley hurt. Now, if they get past Utah in convincing fashion, now they'll start to persuade me and a lot of other people that they're for real. But that first-round series, losing the first two games at home and then having to pull every string out to get over the hump, they cannot be the favorites in the Western Conference or the NBA. Ty Lue, Kawhi, Pandemic. Well, Pandemic P gave the nickname over to Porzingis. You guys got a lot of work to do. I'm rooting for you, but you're not there yet. You're not there yet. Thanks for taking the call.
All right, Andre. I think you're a little harsh. I think this is the problem I have with some fans, Ryan, is that they think everybody's supposed to win a series in four games. That's why it's best out of seven, right? You just got to get four wins.
You know what? Right? Sometimes, like I said, man, and I want to echo this from my time in playing. This is just from experience, guys. I'm not pulling it out of the thin air. Matchups are everything.
Yes,
Luka
in the
was
NBA.
A tough matchup, and guys, there's no King James out there. Kawhi's got to be licking it. There is no King James. Thank you, Devin Booker.
No doubt.
Well, shoot, Rob, let's get over to Kevin in Culver City. Kevin, you're on the Odd Couple. What's up, baby? What you got?
Wow. You guys are great. Magic City Monday, premature evacuation.
Whoa.
Team Rob Parker. I mean, come on. Ryan Hollins, Pasadena's finest
you
in
good?
The house. He knows his basketball. I got to tell you, look, I called about the Lakers, and I just keep it 100. When the Clippers turn the tide, they are the Chicago Cubs of the NBA, by the way. When the Clippers turned the tide was when Kawhi Leonard said, I'm a dog, and give me the ball. And he went head-to-head with Luka in game six, three after three, score after score.
Yep.
They turned the whole tide. The thing you look at the Clippers is with Lucas Kennard and when they put Jackson on the court with Kawhi, there's shooters all over the court. Marcus Morris, now you have to respect the paint. So now it opens up. I think when you play Utah, they're gonna beat Utah because Ingles, Bogdanovich, they didn't have to play defense against Somo, as good as he is. But when you're going against Paul George, Marcus Morris,
100%.
And now Gobert is going to get 3-4 fouls when Kawhi and Paul George are going to the basket. Their mid-range game is out of control, and I think that's why the Clippers are the clear-cut favorites, especially with a guy like Reggie Jackson filling it up from outside. So I love the matchup. I love the Clippers in this matchup. I think Kawhi can go head-to-head defensively against Donovan Mitchell. And when you have a perimeter dog like Kawhi, that's how you win championships because you could go up against star players like he did against Luka when they needed him. So
yes.
I'm going with the Clippers in seven. Kawhi's doing work. He's looking like a dog like he was in Toronto. And that was a great effort. Thanks, guys.
Spot on. Spot on from Culver City. Very nice.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, Rob, I'm rolling with him. And he rolled out. Listen, the role players of the Clippers have stepped up. But what people don't talk, Memphis is so young, they were disgusting on defense.
Right.
They couldn't make a second or third effort. When you play in a playoff, you got to make two and three and four and five efforts, especially against a team like Utah that spreads you out. And Utah capitalizes on your mistakes. That's why you switch your defense. All right, Rob, let's go to Antonio over in Dallas. Antonio, you're on the Odd Couple. What's up, baby?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Long-time listener, first-time caller. Thank you for taking my call.
Man, thanks for the support. We appreciate
it, Antonio.
Yeah. No worries. I appreciate it. Yeah, so I just want to say two things real quick about the Clippers and then some criticism on Luka. I think the Clippers are the team to beat in the West right now. I think considering that last year they were up 3-1 and blew it, now that this year they were down 2-0, they went through that adversity
right
to get to where they are now to know that, hey, when we're down, we're not out. We can do this. We just played a really hard-fought series against Luka and the Mavs in a seven-game series, and somehow we found a way to win. So I think that with them moving forward, they're just going to be the team to beat coming out of the West. There is no LeBron. There's nothing standing in the way. Utah just in the toughest matchup as of right now, but I think they got a really easy path moving forward. And then in regards to Luka, what I've noticed with him is he needs to learn how to close. I mean, they could have easily won that third game, being up, what was it, like 30-something to 11?
30-11, right.
So the thing I've seen about when the Mavericks win, Luka did it by himself. When he needs some help.
Thank you very much, because that is – and Ryan, you got to admit, that is the message every time that they lose. Well, he don't have anybody. But when they win, it's all about Luka.
I feel the same way when they win. Rob, what?
Come on, man.
You feel the same way, Rob?
Yes, but my only thing is, if you're that guy, you got to win one game at home. You've got to put that group on your back and win a game. And he didn't do that.
He's out of shape. His conditioning, I would say his conditioning is the biggest problem. He's got to get that baby fat out of there. I hope I don't offend when I say it, but it's got to go.
No doubt. All right, we'll dive deeper into this with our man Ketino Mobley and talk about some of the other NBA series, Philadelphia losing, all that. We'll do that. He joins us next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Appreciate it. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, on a Magic City Monday. Rob Parker and Ryan Hollins filling in for Chris Broussard. Coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And one of our favorite people, former NBA veteran Ketino Mobley, joins us here on the Odd Couple. Ketino, what's up, buddy?
What's up, guys? Hey, I just want to say this, right? I know it's called the Odd Couple, but nothing is odd about you two, you and Ryan, because both of you foul really well. So don't, nothing odd about that.
Yes, we do foul. I foul with my mouth, and Ryan fouls with his body.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's start here before we get to Brooklyn and Milwaukee about the tip-off. In Brooklyn, what the Clippers did. We were just talking about that. I think it could be, if they get to the finals or whatever, a turning point in the franchise, down to nothing, you know, losing the first two games at home, down 30-11 in game three, and Kawhi Leonard goes off and turns the whole series around, they come back and win. It could jumpstart a franchise and an organization to finally shake that tag, like, you know, gloom and doom, nothing's ever going to work out. And they came back. What did you think about the comeback and what the Clippers did?
Yeah, no, I loved it. I think what T. Lou did was, when he switched out Patrick Beverley and put Reggie Jackson in one, two is the offense is run a little differently. You know, you still see Paul struggle, you know, 5-15, 5-16 or something like that. From the field, so he didn't have the best seventh game. But what I loved the most about that with the guys is they were resilient, right? Because Dallas had them like this last year, and they came back and squeezed it out, right? So I'm sitting here thinking, is it Ty Lue? Is it the switch up with Reggie Jackson? Or was Dallas just didn't have it? I didn't think Porzingis was in the game, truthfully, because, you know, comes out that he wanted touches, So I don't think, and Ryan knows this, listen, if you don't have touches and you're an offensive player, the rest of your game kind of suffers. And mentally, him playing the four and not getting touches, you know, throughout the series and most of the season, I just don't think that Dallas was at their peak, even though Luka was, you know, beyond amazing. I just don't think they got the best Dallas team, you know. So I, as much as the Clippers did well and the resilient of winning game 6 and 7, I'd want to see how they do well in this next series.
Catino, what's up, baby? What's up, OG? Hey,
what's up, Bob? How you doing?
Hey, just grinding, man. Hey, Catino, you have never gotten the credit for your game. If you played in today's game, I see so much. You've been told you're baby James Harden is intelligent players, counterpunchers. You make the right plays. We talked about the Clippers. We've compared Brooklyn to the East Coast Clippers, the way that they were able to assemble around that big three over there. When James Harden, young Catino Mobley, went out of the game in the early moments and Brooklyn took care of business, can we sign, seal, deliver the championship over to the Nets? Did you feel that way, them knocking off the Bucks like that?
I didn't feel that way. Listen, Kevin Durant can carry a team with Kyrie Irving any day and Blake Griffin. You got to really realize Blake Griffin had 20 and 10, right? Kyrie Irving had 20-something, right?
Right, or whatever he had 25, right.
Right, exactly. So it's not like he had bums with him. You have guys that are like elite, right? One was one of the best in the league a few years back before his knees went down, right? And the other two are still that, right? Top five damn near ever in the one-on-one. So it's not that. And then Milwaukee, too, is that, you know, they had a little rusty. They had some days off, right? You only weighed 6 out of 30-something threes that you made, and, you know, they boxed it in. And when you box – if you're not making threes and you're boxing it in on Giannis, it's kind of hard to win if you're the Bucks playing in that type of offense. So I say that to say, listen, Brooklyn did their job. They won at home like they're supposed to do. I just don't think right now we're too excited about that. I need to see the Bucks come back, have a really good shooting night, and see where it goes from there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to say Kawhi and Kevin Durant didn't shoot that great either from three. I can't remember. I think they were 5 for 15 or 4 for 15. It wasn't that great either. But you're right. The Bucks didn't. This game too will be interesting. Our guest is Catino Mobley, former NBA veteran. Hey, who do you like in the Phoenix Denver series?
Man, that's going to be good. I like Phoenix for the simple fact is being a guard, being a smart guard. These two are two of the smartest guards, and you have baby Kobe, right? I mean, Devin Booker. When it comes to, and I've always been a fan of him since the summer league before he was even a pro. I just think his footwork, I think how he leads the team. And now you have Monty Williams, who's the salt of the earth. You have Chris Paul, who's teaching him how to win and how to really manage the game, right? And I think that's what it is for Dev. And when you have those two guys in the game, Ryan, you know this. If I got the ball in my hands and we're tied up or down one, we got a very high percentage chance of winning because I'm going to dictate exactly how the game goes, whether it's fouls, it's timeouts, right, exposing the weak defender, getting my other guys open. I mean, you have Chris Paul and Devin Booker doing that. And Devin Booker, I mean, the way he shoots from the outside, his mid-range, his post-ups and taking it to the basket is like no other.
Catino, I'm gonna ask you to put your coach's hat on. A lot of people don't know you're versatile analyst, coach. You can do it all, and you still got game. Catino, I don't want to guard you. You're right. I might foul you, but I'm gonna ask you to be Ty Lue going up against Utah. Rudy Gobert is absolutely excellent, potential defensive player of the year. Is this a series where you'd match up with Zubac big for big with him, or do you go small and force him to have to post you, or do you kind of play back and forth? What's your thought process? What can we look for the Clippers versus Utah?
I don't think they did a bad job with Dallas's bigs. Now, you're looking at like, you know, you're coming at Utah does a lot of dribble weaves and pick and rolls. So then there's Gobert is to the basket, right? There's help side that's going to be needed. And when the Clippers are so unique where they're like average 6'8", right? Besides nice. Reggie Jackson, these guys, they can switch a lot. Batum did an amazing job of getting his hands on the ball. Even Bogue, you know, put the ball down by his waist. And, you know, Unicorn, he didn't really play as physical. It's not like Rudy's an offensive player. It's just that when they do that pick and roll, it's hard to cover a 7'10 guy rolling to the basket, right? So with a lot of those three-point shooters and a lot of Rudy rolling, I would put me personally, I would put, what do you call it? I would keep it small, right? And,
wow.
And then you bring in the big when you want to foul a little bit, but you're changing the game up because now Rudy has to come outside. So now when he comes outside, with Kawhi coming in with the mid-range and Paul coming in with the mid-range and all those guys, Rudy's outside, it helps them better. It helps them more because they're more mid-range killers than they are three-point killers.
Hey, Coutinho, last thing. We got about a minute left. Did Philly blow a golden opportunity? I mean, they get 39 out of Embiid, who, you know, people didn't even know if he was going to play or not. And they still couldn't win at home. I mean, I was stunned when I saw the score, you know, and how they, you know, they made it close and came back at the end, but they were getting blown out in that game. Did they miss a golden opportunity?
I think they did, man. I think we're seeing Steph Curry on the East. I think this kid is scary. He's really, really – he has everything he needs. He's got a roller. He's got a shot blocker and two in Collins, right, and Capella. You have – they're super efficient, right? They're the top five in the league as far as assists, right, from point to player with Trey and Capella and Trey and Collins. I mean, it's like over 100 and something points combined with both. I mean, as far as the assists, it's crazy. So when you think 100 some assists combined with the two, like when you have that, and then you have these deadly shooters on the wings, and this kid can go, he can shoot from 40, and he gets inside the lane. I don't see how Philly's going to. He reminds me, of course, of Steph Curry, but when you Ryan, you can't touch him. Because he's so savvy with the ball,
yep.
That if you try to physicality Ben Simmons or Danny Green, they're going to call a foul. So it lets him roam freely, and then he's such a great shooter. I don't know what you do with him. Do you trap him? If you trap him, then they swing. Gallinari, this kid, that kid. I mean, it's too much. I just don't see how they get out of that hump.
He doesn't remind me of Steph. He makes shots in the last 10 seconds of the game.
Rob.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow.
Rob.
All right. Wow. Hey, Coutinho Mobley, man. Thanks for your insight,
hey,
my man. We appreciate
Coutinho,
you.
I talked to Nancy. I heard you need a big. What's up, baby?
Yeah, I need a big bad, bro.
Yeah, you know what time it is. I'm in shape, Coutinho. We'll talk.
I know. Right. You're always in shape. You're going to be in shape when you're 100.
All right, my man. Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
All right, Coutinho.
All right. Can the Nets beat the Bucks without James Harden? That's really the question as they tip off in Brooklyn. We'll get to that next. It's the Odd Couple with Ryan Hollins in for Chris Broussard right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes, cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a Magic City Monday here on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker and Ryan Hollins in for Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Oh, my.
Whoa.
I was talking about the footballs he was throwing in that game. Unbelievable. Hey, Ryan, okay, the Nets and Bucks. Game two, no Harden. Can they win this, Ryan, without James Harden if he has to sit out this whole series or not?
They can. I think that they showed that in game one. Ultimately, like Coutinho said, I agree with him. You got to put some respect on Blake Griffin's name.
Because that's another guy. He played great, Ryan, diving for loose balls, fighting for position, doing everything, dunks, three-pointers. He was a maniac out there.
Oh, he was great.
And I played with Blake before. And one thing that's very underrated about Blake is his IQ. He's a true student in the game. At times, BG was almost too smart. I used to tell him, BG, just go play basketball. You have excellent instincts. But his ability to play make, and he knocked down a few three-pointers, which really opened up the defense. But, Rob, what impressed me most, and I think a lot of people took this for granted, he's not a shot blocker, but Blake is incredibly strong. And he just held his ground against Giannis on a few plays. And to me, that keeps him in the ball game. The Nets have the ability to go small, but him able to guard Giannis at the rim was absolutely impressive and keep him from getting downhill. But, Rob, I want to ask you this. Kevin Durant was guarding Brook Lopez. How much of a problem can that be for Milwaukee? If they don't take advantage of that matchup or Brook Lopez on the block, are the Bucks done?
Well, it'll be interesting because obviously they shot a lot. What were they, 6-for-30 or whatever? And obviously they're going to shoot better than that. But Durant and Kyrie didn't shoot great from three either. I think they were 5-for-15 or something or somewhere around there. But anyway, my point is, that's going to be interesting to see what they adjust to. Do they try to just go in and take advantage of that, the height, you know what I mean, and the size there? But then again, I always look at it too is, you know, you don't need, like, three is a luxury when you have Harden. I'm not saying that they don't need them.
Yeah,
it would make
yeah.
life a lot easier. But you know this, Ryan. If you have two studs in the NBA, you can win a championship. You can win with two guys.
Now, you're right about that. And, you know, it's funny. All year long was, what was the narrative? They've only played 7 or 8 games together. How are they going to look? Well, the irony is the regular season was plagued with injury. And the postseason has been plagued with injury. Embiid missed some time. LeBron had been hobbled. Anthony Davis was out. You know, hopefully we don't have any other injuries. But the irony is, and like I said, the gift rather than the curse is, Brooklyn was used to playing without one of their big three.
The whole time. Right? And you know what? 100%. And that helped the reserves and the other players all year. Joe Harris
surprised.
And those guys. Am I right? They played all year.
You know, Rob, I was a role player in the league, never a superstar, sometimes a starter, most of the time off the bench. And the one thing is that in a big game, it's happened where you kind of go into the game a little earlier than you expected, and I would have horrific games because you're out of rhythm. But the one blessing in the sky that you just brought up, which is an excellent point, is their role players were ready to play. You know, they knew heavy minutes were ahead, and it wasn't a shock. And sometimes when it's a shock, your whole rhythm is thrown off. And that's something that we saw, you know, honestly, with the Los Angeles Lakers. They couldn't find a lineup. They couldn't find cohesion. They didn't play hard. They just didn't fit well. The guys, you know, outside of LeBron or Anthony Davis, not to say Anthony Davis was excellent either or really LeBron, but, you know, that's the blessing in disguise that could be the difference with the Nets, Rob.
And let me ask you this too, Ryan. I looked at it as you lose Harden the first minute of the game. The team could have panicked. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
am I right? They could have easily lost that game. Like, oh, my God, we've been waiting for this all year. We lost our guy. Now what? Do you know what I mean? And they didn't. That game was never really in question in the second half. I thought the Nets were, you know, the score at the end, you know, Milwaukee scored some baskets to make it closer. But the Nets were comfortable in the second half. And they did what they had to do. So I'm interested to see this one. Obviously, if the Nets can win this game too, it would be huge without James Harden. But the Bucks are for sure going to come out strong because this is an important game for them. All right, the Odd Couple. Hour number two is on the way. Stick and stay.
America!
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.